This is All Things Considered. I'm Craig Johnson. The holiday season is a time for joyful family gatherings, but the season can intensify grief for families who have lost a loved one. WPSU's Christine Allen spoke with a father and daughter in Huntingdon. This week, they will spend their first Christmas without a member of their immediate family. This report is part of WPSU's Speaking Grief Project.
John, two energetic little schnauzers greet me as I arrive at John Smith's house in Huntingdon.
Oh, they're adorable. What are their names?
Oliver and Max.
27-year-old Natasha Smith of Tyrone is at her dad's house to help him decorate for the holidays. It will be their first Christmas without John's daughter and Natasha's sister. 29-year-old Desiree Smith passed away in April of 2019 when she was hit by a car in Florida. Natasha remembers Desiree as only a sister can.
You're very close in age to Desiree. Tell me what she was like as a sister.
She was a pain in the ass.
We spent a lot of time together. We would do everything together. We had a lot of girls' nights. Just very close. We've been through a lot together.
What would you do on girls' nights?
Margaritas. We'd go get Mexican food.
Desiree had served in the Marine Corps, and her father remembers her as both tough and kind.
She was one unique cat. She was a Marine before she was a Marine. She was a very tough kid, very physical, pretty headstrong. She loved helping people. She did. That's why she went to the Marine Corps.
John says Desiree was a sports nut, too. She even wanted to be a pro wrestler. A love of wrestling was something they shared.
She wanted to be one of the first female pro wrestlers from Pennsylvania to be a champion. And she would do anything for anybody at all. It doesn't matter what it was. Even when she left, we knew that she was going to be very, very special when she graduated to be a personal trainer. And that's why she went to Florida. And she wanted to come back and help everybody.
Desiree was hit by a car as she was walking toward her first day of class in Florida. She was in a coma at first. John and Natasha Smith flew to Florida right away.
And we got to see her, and it didn't look like her. She had, like, towels over her head. But we, like, talked to her, and...
So she was in a coma or on life support?
On life support. And they said that, I guess, overnight, her brain function just kind of lessened. And there was that, when we got there, no function in her brain.
Did you have to make the decision to disconnect her from life support?
Yeah, we did. There was Natasha, myself, and Tasha's mom was there, and Tasha's stepdad. And we looked at each other and knew. I mean, after we made that decision, a lady came back who works with organ donations. They said she did have an organ donor card. So we know that she would want that, you know. And we knew that in order to facilitate Desiree's wishes, we had to make the decision there, and we did.
And John says Desiree's wish to be an organ donor saved the lives of others.
We're proud to say that she saved the lives of four total strangers. We got her first letter about a month and a half ago from the woman in Florida who was the first recipient of her lungs. And she sent us a letter saying that our daughter was an angel because she saved her life.
John and Natasha have both signed up to be organ donors, and they're channeling their grief to help others through the Desiree Smith Foundation.
And the reason that we started the foundation is to help people that are going through emergencies, through emotional emergencies. Now, it's not just if a family member passes.
John says people can also contact the foundation if they're depressed, have a drug or alcohol issue, or are worried about a family member who does.
We're going to be a referral service. We're not counselors. But what we do is we assist people getting the help that they need so they don't get to the point where I was, which was almost going over the top emotionally.
John and Natasha Smith are facing their first Christmas without Desiree. Natasha says the first Thanksgiving without her was difficult.
It didn't feel right to have it without her.
How about telling what she would make for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, she made green bean casserole every Thanksgiving. It was my favorite. Like, I would always get her to make it for me. And I tried to make it this year just for her. It still wasn't the same, but we at least got through that part.
John says there was a remarkable event on Thanksgiving that helped to change his perspective. It has to do with Desiree's favorite Thanksgiving snack, the deviled eggs he always made for her.
We toasted to those who are no longer with us. Then we made some comment about the deviled eggs. The door blew open. The door blew open and everybody was just sort of shocked on, wow, this is crazy. And it changed me just a little bit at that time because I was so angry with God about allowing this beautiful individual to pass at such a young age when she didn't hurt anybody. At that point, I knew that was sort of Desiree's soul telling me and everybody else, you know, Dad, I'm here. Very similar to a few months earlier, I had my dog and we was outside.
John says he took his Schnauzer Max for a ride in his SUV.
I was yelling at God, asking him, does Desiree know what we're doing right here? Does she know we're at her hospital bed? Is she okay?
He felt that an answer came when he started his car.
And the old SUV just has an AM/FM radio. As soon as I started the car, the song Desiree came on from Neil Diamond. And that was the first time I thought maybe there's a glimmer that there is Desiree up wherever heaven is, looking down on us.
He imagines what Desiree might have wanted to say to him that day.
Dad, it's okay to mourn, because if you didn't mourn me, you wouldn't have loved me. But now, I'm in a peaceful place now, so don't mourn for me for a long time. But it's time to take the next step, because baby sister needs you. So get it together, and let's do this together.
We'll check in with John and Natasha Smith again in a few months as their journey through grief continues. This story is part of the Speaking Grief Project at WPSU. I'm Christine Allen.
Desiree, oh Desiree, there I was found by the sweet passion sound of your loving song.